This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Donnie, count it down in your top five favorite sicknesses.
Chickenpox, the flu, tuberculosis, infection, the common cold. Leg out.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. With something mean it's supposed to be, you believe. But I told that be so awesome and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, we're the most affordable fans. It would have been kids a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rating M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Behold,
trophy whore.
Good evening, good day, wherever part of the world you are in. You are listening to Trophy Horrors, episode 126. As you can tell already, Tricky is not here tonight. He is at home, sick. But I do have at least one familiar voice. Donnie!
What up, Del Peoples? Yes, Donnie here, and I really have nothing to say other than I got a real bad case of the BGs right now. So, if you see me going in and out, just know it's because of that.
Sounds wonderful.
That's
and
great.
Alex is MIA. So, Donnie has brought along a classmate of his. Donnie, go ahead, introduce him.
All right. As you know, that said, I brought along a classmate of mine. He's actually a video game journalist, and he's going to Spence Howard's with me, and his name is Ben.
What's going on, everyone? Thank you for bringing me along on here on this wild ride.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild ride.
Since my first time hosting, it's Ben's first time on the show. Donnie's here. I'm going to try not to make it a train wreck, but we're not off to a good start so far.
This is your first time hosting.
We're going to roll with it. This is my first time hosting, so this is a big train wreck waiting to happen.
Oh.
All right. So we will continue on like we always do. We'll go with our updated trophy account. Donnie?
24,458,1, and plat is 61. I won't be getting any more plats until... Shoot. I have no idea when my next plat's going to come.
I am a level 17 with a trophy count of 2,583 and a platinum count of 29. Yes, I am only 4 behind Tricky.
Mm-hmm. And with this current state, you stand a good chance of getting them.
I stand a good chance. I mean, we've got, what, let's see, 14 episodes. I'm 4 behind him. I think I might be able to do this.
Oh, you got this. You can do it.
So, and Ben?
I am at a very, very low number of level 7 with a trophy count of 418. Mainly because I don't really trophy whore as much. I mainly play the games to write the reviews, and after I'm done, that's about it, really. I just put them to the pile.
It's all right, because you're not the lowest. And just give us a review on being...
Not the worst.
Yeah, just give us a review of being a whore for a night to tell us about how you felt.
How I feel about being a whore. Let's see, I live in Detroit, so that comes naturally.
Oh yeah, people, another Detroiter. So, dang, I wish we could have the whole gang here for that one. Two Detroiters on the same
one. So it comes naturally for us, apparently.
The world cannot handle stuff. So let's roll into what we've been playing. Ben, since you're our guest, let's start off with you.
I've been playing a lot of Sleeping Dogs on Steam lately, so that's why Donnie saw me in class on Thursday, this past Thursday, me dress up like in a triad-type colors outfit or whatnot. Yeah. So, but anyways, yeah, I've been playing a lot of Sleeping Dogs, Skyrim, let's see what else. I wish I could say I was playing a lot more Borderlands 2, but I haven't really.
Why would you wish that?
Because I really do like the game a lot. It's just that the game brings back a lot of bad memories, especially with my ex-girlfriend. So, you know, I try not to play like, as much. But yeah, that's about it. Just those three titles right there. That's about it.
That should be the best part of the game. Create your girlfriend and just blast her.
No, that'll be in Skyrim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. just slice her slice down and everything.
What have you been messing with?
Well, I really turn on my system during the week anymore. So I haven't really been playing anything. I turned on, what have I played today? Some Dead Space today. Dead Space 2. The second out of the trilogy that is actually super duper good. And I play some little Dragon Ball Z. But yeah, I actually played with my kids on the system yesterday. I gave them the benefit of the doubt that they're not going to turn my machine into a slot machine, which they can't this time because I have a door that slides open from the top. Yeah, so. But they could turn it into a bowl now. So I've been playing a lot of games with them.
Mm. That's awesome. That's really good. Really nice.
Mm, it felt good.
Way to go, Dad.
It felt good.
As for me, I've been playing about as much as Donnie. I've been playing some Plants vs. Zombies on my Vita, and I dusted off Deathspank the Baconing last night. And I've been running through that.
Can you dust off digital?
Yes,
stuff?
I can dust off a digital.
Sweet.
Yes. Yes, I've had it for a while. Dusted it off. It still works. Had to do an update, of course. Sony updates.
Did you have to blow in?
But anyway, speaking of things that we have been doing and talking about, the Power Rangers, everyone's dysfunctional Voltron, is releasing a Legacy Collection. All 20 seasons, 98 DVDs. For your buying pleasure for the low, low price of $650.
Wow.
Get the heck out of here.
Yeah.
It's only two types of Power Rangers that I really like and that anyone of a Power Ranger lover should like, and that is the original Power Rangers and the Power Rangers Zeo. All the other Power Rangers, you need to sit down somewhere and think about why they was chosen.
I can't watch Power Rangers anymore. I prefer Super Sentai, which is much better better show than the Power Ranger adaptation of it. So,
well, I've never heard of that one.
Super Sentai is a ongoing series that that's where Power Rangers came from. It started back in the mid to late 70s, and it's been ongoing ever since. So, like, I believe the first season of Power Rangers was, like, the, I want to say the 15th team of Super Sentai. I could be off by a couple of seasons, but yeah. In the new series now, of the... What's up?
Yes, no? If I am correct, wasn't the Super Sentai, wasn't that also, that's where Power Rangers and Voltron were both kind of drawn from?
I'm not sure about Voltron. Voltron could have came out a little bit earlier than that, but I could be completely wrong. Let me go double check real quick, because in Japan,
that name just sounds familiar.
Super Sentai or Voltron?
No, Super Sentai. I swear someone told me that was Power Rangers and Voltron were drawn from the same idea, same older Japanese.
Yeah.
Aside from all of that stuff, $650? What the heck, man?
$650. Yeah, everyone's got $650 lying around.
For a Power Rangers, does that include like the Samurai's crap and that crap before the Samurai's? And oh my goodness, that is crazy.
That's cheap. $650 is cheap. Yeah. I really spent that money on the Xbox One.
Well, I can't say one cool thing about it. If it's part of it, you get like a head statue. Is that the case, or is that like just a little head statue that comes with it?
I think it's a little head statue which you can actually purchase for like $5. And like
the thing that actually like should be worth like some money only costs $5.
Oh well, that's actually pretty cool. Is that Red Ranger case? That's cool.
Yeah. Okay, let's get off this Power Rangers stuff because Tricky's not here and he's like the biggest Power Rangers fan. And like I said, I only like Billy.
And
Billy. Oh, Billy.
All right. I will admit this next topic. I haven't watched the video. So, Donnie, they've released a 14-minute Watch Dogs gameplay video, which we're all excited about Watch Dogs.
Yes.
But I haven't seen it. My computer won't necessarily play the footage that the link's probably connected to anyway. And since I didn't read the show notes until 7:45, 7:50 tonight, I'm going to have to let Donnie lead me through this.
Which, that is a fine. So, you're going to have to pay now. $7.50.
$7.50?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, yeah, I'll take it over. Yeah, the Watch Dog gameplay demo was released, and I gotta say, going off this, this is gonna give Grand Theft 5 a run for its money. And as we talked about, I think it was like last episode, or almost say last season, last episode or episode or two ago, how I said that Watch Dog is gonna be like the only thing worth getting the Station 4 for right now. Because yeah, this is going to be a cool game. People can actually jump into your game without them knowing, without you knowing that they're there, and attempt to take all your information that you got in the game, and you won't even know they're there. They just be roaming around. No icons pops up, so let you know that they're there until they start hacking your system. And then it'd give an indication that you still have to search for who's hacking your system and kill them and stuff like that. It's super cool. It's super cool. This game is going to be awesome, awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, I remember watching the gameplay demo when I was at E3. So was really excited for this game to come out. Or am really excited for this game to come out.
Yeah. And everything in the game... everything can be hacked. Even the lawn can be hacked. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. I think some stuff might get old pretty quickly as far as like, it's this one when they had the car chase. And it's this, I've seen it in many videos of a Watchdog where you're chasing down a car and you hack one of the cop barriers that shoots out of the ground and boom, the car in front of you run into it. I think that might get like, you know, old pretty quick. I guess it depends on how often would a person that you're chasing run to a car and try to get in it.
Well.
Yeah. I think some of the stuff in Watch Dogs will get repetitive and old pretty quick, but I still think it's going to be like one of the one of the best games of the year. I want to say games of the year because it's coming out.
It probably will make a run for game of the year.
Oh no, it's going to because the VGAs are some bull crap. Because it's going to come out 2 days before next year, and then it's going to get game of the year.
who cares about the VGAs? The VGAs was a great idea and never fully developed correctly. Speaking of things coming out of E3, we've got some Metal Gear Solid 5 news. Not all of it good. Well, I guess it depends on what end of the spectrum that you're on. Series creator Hideo Kojima has came out and decided that he wants his female characters to be more erotic. And has since backpedaled a little bit and says that erotic wasn't necessarily the right word. He wants them to be more sexy.
And
in doing that, they've released some 3D models of his sexy female character. And I've got to say, from looking at the picture, that's just stupid.
She ain't sexy at all. Yeah, I'll go to...
I mean, well, He wanted to do it to appease the cosplayers. I think he wanted to do it to appease his own.
I want to say that for him to come out and say this, because his main reason, at least for what I have read, it was so the game could sell better, or he can better promote it better using the sex appeal. But I'm assuming that Metal Gear 4 didn't sell well because the females in that game who were the boss, but the bosses in the game, there were way sexier than this chick. And I'm assuming, I hope all the rest of the chicks don't look like this, because this is this is not good at all.
Because all combat chicks wear bikini tops and thongs in the battle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like,
nobody wears. You know,
just bring me back Sniper Wolf. That's all I'm asking. Just bring her back somehow.
You know, this might be her, a younger version of her.
They seem to bring back everyone anyway, so why not?
This is for him to even say that. I think him and the creator of Dead or Alive finally talked to each other and was like, dude, we need more titties in your game, man. I'm telling you, Hideo, titties sell. And Hideo went with it.
He's going with something. Maybe he's thinking with his other head.
Wait, this is the type of females he like. I might have to
Talk to him next time. Yeah. I see the E3. Jesus.
I think the Metal Gear franchise has finally gotten to Hideo Kojima. Hideo Kojima. I put a plural on that for some reason. But yeah, because he let them come out with Rising and now this. What's going on, Hideo?
I'm guessing he's being pressured by the by his shareholders to try to release more products out, because when he releases them, it's like every 3 to 4 years, and then he only releases like one. So he's trying. I think he's being pressured by the shareholders at this point to try to release a great game, and you know, for next gen. For next gen, it looks amazing, but I have no idea about the character design. Sometimes in some of these games, he's not the only one. Trust me, he's not the only one.
But why has he been? Let's just say he has been pressured. Why? Every game he created, going from Metal Gear 4 back, he has been A1 quality. So why has he been pressured? And he never been one to come out with a game every year. He's one of those developers that comes out when they feel they want to come out with it, when they feel the product is done and they did what the maximum they wanted to do, and then they release it. He's not one of those creators that, all right, next year we're coming out with Metal Gear 6. The following year, 7. And then the following year after that, 8. Like, he's not one of those creators.
No, but at the same time, he doesn't want to be one of those creators or studios just like Blizzard, where they come out a game every 8 to 10 years, you know, and try to milk the system as much as they can. So, you know, I understand both aspects, where, you know, where he wants to create a great game, and, you know, as long as he, it doesn't matter how long it takes, as long as he releases a great game, that's fine. But at the same time, he doesn't want to be, you know, he doesn't want to be one of those studios that takes too long or too short and try to release a game that's really crappy. For instance, like Square Enix with Final Fantasy XIV, when the game first came out a few years ago, before they re-released it like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So, you know, it's stuff like that where studios and the shareholders, you know, are pressing each other, whatnot. Especially when I was working at Sony Online Entertainment, I was part of the QA team for one of the games there, and we were pressured by Japan that we needed to release this game on this date. And we didn't have long after that to try to polish the game as fast as we could to try to release it. So, you know, I understand from both aspects, you know, how long a game should take before it's fully polished and the deadline that the shareholders is pressuring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because all that sounded smart.
I'm thinking about how I want to go into this next one because this article totally confuses me.
Okay,
but
we'll flip flop.
You go with it. All right, okay. Donnie, fill in.
I'm just going to paraphrase. I'm not going to redo the word for word tricky type thing. Basically, they wondering. Speaking of Metal Gear, we have more Metal Gear 5 news. Some video game writers are wondering, like, about Metal Gear Ground Zero. Is it or isn't it a game itself? Like, they don't know whether the game is going to be part of the Phantom Menace on the same disc or it's going to be a separate game on its own to purchase. As we all know that Ground Zeroes is a prequel to Phantom Menace. And basically my thoughts on this is any way it goes, whether it's, I prefer to be on the same disc as Phantom Menace, but I don't think it should be a big deal like this, what they're trying to make it out to be. Because as we, just like Metal Gear 2, only for the first, like, what, 20 minutes of the game, and then it branched off into another storyline. Like, the beginning part of Metal Gear 2 was a prequel of what was going on later on in that game. And I think Ground Zero was going to be exactly like this. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, or it could, with me, how I feel right now with the way Metal Gear story is always told, I wouldn't even mind it if it was a 20-minute cutscene right before you even play the game. And it talks about whatever Ground Zero is. And then we branch off into Phantom Menace. You know, that would be even be okay for me.
Almost like a how The Last of Us started. Like, you had that 15 minutes of how the story was set up, and then boom, it's The Last of Us. And then from there, you started the actual game.
Yep, that's an even good one. Yep, you actually play, you play a little bit of his daughter in the beginning mm-hmm. of Last of Us. And exactly. You know what? Phantom Menace could be just like, Phantom Menace. I do that every single time we bring up this Metal Gear, Phantom Pain, every single time, but Ground Zeroes. That would be even cool too. It's not like an actual combat, but more of a you just controlling that particular character to, you know, walking around talking to these different people, you know, setting up cutscenes and setting up the story, and then it branch off into
the actual game.
Yeah, that would be cool too.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I think they have their own little beginning, how to break you into the game and whatnot. So it'll be like one really, really, really long intro.
Yes, but we all know Metal Gear is known for really, really, really long ...
intros. Cinematics. That is for sure. Like, you play for 5 minutes, and here's a 10-minute cutscene. Oh, wait, sweet.
10 minutes? Oh, you're being awfully nice. You're on 30 minutes.
You're being nice.
But games that don't have very long cutscenes, there was an announcement made by Sony product manager Ross Alexander that on October 1st, we will be getting our hands on the Beyond Two Souls demo.
Yay!
The demo will include two scenes from the movie that will be in the final game. Your first scene will include Jody and Aiden, as she is already in the Department of Paranormal Activities, and she is putting her abilities to the test. The second scene will skip forward a number of years in her life, and you are playing as Jody trying to escape from the government. They also said that there will be a few opportunities to be able to get your hands on the demo early, about September 24th, but they will announce those at a later date. So what are you guys' thoughts on this?
How do you know it's not going to be cutscenes and long cutscenes?
I'm just going with it. Go with me.
Play along. What did Bob always say? Just roll with it with me.
Roll with me, Don. Roll with me.
I will assume that this Two Souls game will be just like Uncharted and Last of Us, where the whole entire game is an interactive cutscene.
Well, did you play Heavy Rain?
Yeah, Heavy Rain. Also, interactive cutscene. Where basically those are movies that you can play. That's what I'm expecting that Two Souls would be like. But get this demo. Yeah, I can't. I want to play this demo because I haven't done my research on Two Souls too much other than what E3 showed us. And quite frankly, I'm not that excited as everyone else is about this game.
Two Souls has intrigued me ever since I first saw footage of it at E3.
Yeah, it is intriguing.
And I've been trying to follow it a little bit. I've even to the point to where, you know what, Heavy Rain's dropped in price. I would even consider picking Heavy Rain up on the cheap to play through it.
Wait, you haven't played Heavy Rain yet?
I played the demo, and the demo turned me off from the game.
What the heck? Man.
So this is what I'm hoping that Beyond Two Souls demo does, is actually make me want to play the game. Because I was a little intrigued with Heavy Rain. I liked the concept. And then I played the demo, and I was like, nah, not for me. And even though people, my friends were like, oh my, you really got to play the demo again. It's really awesome. So I'm like, all right. So I played it again, and still, I'm eh.
So have you played?
I'm hoping that this demo sells me on the game.
Have you played Indigo's Prophecy for Station 2?
Did I play what?
Indigo's Prophecy for Station 2.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the name sounds familiar. I'm more than likely a friend of mine played it, and I may have watched him.
Okay, because I love that game and I love the story, and I was going to ask you, like, if you play that, how come you was turned off from Heavy Rain? Because not only made by the same people, but it's pretty much the same gameplay with even more greater details as far as when you touch the doorknob, you have to rotate this so you can actually turn the doorknob.
We all love Mega Man, right? Everybody here?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I am not a big Mega Man. Yes, I'm sorry.
No.
I am what? So sorry. And I knew this was going to get brung up when I put this in there. Like, I am not a huge Mega Man fan. Like, actually, I'm not a fan at all about Mega Man.
Do we have time for a story?
We sure. We have time for stories.
We got time for a story.
Okay, so I went to CES back in 2010 and went to the Capcom suite, which they had in one of the hotels. I forgot which one it was. So this ties along with Mega Man, so bear with me, okay? The first game that me and my colleagues went to play or went to see was the Super Street Fighter 4. And lo and behold, there was Seth Killian, the community manager for Capcom, right? He challenged us to have a round with him, you know, play the game and whatnot. And I haven't really played with the arcade stick for a while. I've been playing on the console for too long, so I needed my own console joystick and whatnot. So he picked one of the new characters at the time. I think it was Jerry. And I picked Guy because he was my favorite character to play in the Street Fighter series. So to make the story short, I beat Seth Killian, the community manager from Capcom, so yay, congrats. So we went from there to the next station, which they demoed a Mega Man 10 at the time. And at the time, it was being streamed on Ustream. So here I am playing Mega Man 10, and one of the guys was like, all right, if you beat this, you will be the third person out of this whole conference to beat the entire level. I'm like, all right, challenge accepted. So here I am playing the game, and it was, you know, at first I died rather quickly because the game was just incredibly hard. And so I managed to actually get to, I think I was on my second to last life, and I actually beat the level. And everyone on YouTube was like, great job, good job, dude, blah, 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 blah. So I was the third guy to beat the board or the demo that they had for Mega Man 10. So I absolutely love Mega Man 10. I know where the story is going, so I cannot wait. Donnie, I cannot believe you hate Mega Man.
I didn't say I hate him. I just said I never really liked the guy. And why is he Mega Man when he's a boy?
Because maybe in Japan he was known
Man Boy.
Because in Japan he's actually was labeled as Rockman, and when they released the game here, they had to change it to Mega Man because there was another character that uses Rock, and they wanted to name him Rockman. So there you go.
But he's still a boy.
Yeah, he's still a robot boy.
Anyway, get back to our original point. Mega Man creator Keiji Inafunes. Hopefully I said that right. I'm horrible at Japanese. I can barely speak English. Started a Kickstarter program. He started out at $2.5 million. He then lowered it to $2.2 million. But he reached his goal, and he's funding his own project called The Mighty Number 9, which, if you look at the screenshots and you've read a description of the game, it sounds exactly like Mega Man, which isn't a bad thing. You are robot number 9. The other 8 go haywire, and you have to go destroy them, take their powers, and bring order back to your world.
Now, going off these screenshots, this mud looks off the chain sweet, and I will want to play this going off the screenshots. But as far as me being Mega Man fan, yeah, I'm still not it.
Yeah, son of a bitch, Alex, I am sorry, you guys.
Yeah, sure you are.
That's all right. Anyway, hey, if now that you're here, we're talking Mighty Number 9.
Mighty Number 9. What is that?
Mighty Number 9. Mega Man creator Keiji Inafune started a Kickstarter program. Yeah, I'm horrible at Japanese, all right? So he started a Kickstarter program.
But you're real good at American.
I'm actually worse at American.
America.
America.
All you got to say is beef jerky and pizza and shit like that, and you're good at American. Talking America. My language.
So anyway, he started a Kickstarter program to fund his new game called Mighty Number 9. If you look at the picture, you read the description, it's basically a modern-day Mega Man.
And it looks great.
Well, from the one screenshot.
Yeah, it looks great.
All right, look, there are a few things where I will say, all right, look, I need to see some innovation here. I want to see you move forward. I want to see you do more things. Like, I just don't want to see the same thing. But with Mega Man, like, shit, Mega Man was my favorite game growing up, my favorite game series. Like, Mega Man 3 for games. So if you do something that's like, I went batshit crazy when they came out with Mega Man 9. So, I mean, if you do something that's like Mega Man, shit, yeah, I'm going to be like, do it. Do it up. And give it to me. Like a trough.
That was the one game. Even to this day, I got to say, it's the one game, like Alex said, it doesn't get old. You pop into Mega Man, yeah, so what? I kill robots, I take their powers, I use them against them, I fight Dr. Light. Nowadays, if we were to get that same thing in Sequel 2, Sequel 3, Sequel 4, everybody would complain. Ah, we need a new villain. We need more drive. With Mega Man, everyone's like, okay.
I beg to differ.
Oh, really, Donnie?
Yes.
Would you like to inject your opinion?
Yes, I just say that because I'm not trying to bash you guys' game, and I'm not saying this because I'm not a Mega Man fan, but I'm saying it's a side-scroller, and it's just me, I guess, but I will get tired of a side-scroller quick.
So you're tired of, like, Super Mario Brothers,
Castlevania?
Castlevania.
Yeah, I never was a Castlevania fan either. I played it. I didn't
Metal
like
Gear.
It.
Super Metroid? Well, they've evolved that, but like Super Metroid, you don't want to play
that?
What?
Well, you know, Metroid.
Uh-oh. He's rethinking his stance, folks.
Yeah, you know what?
Don't trip, fall, going back.
You know what? I will get, yes. I got tired of it, but I will. I can stand to play it at least one more time.
Okay, here's the thing about Donnie. When Donnie, like, plays a game, he expects it to be HD graphics. He wants the prettiest shit he can find. Like, he doesn't want, like, those people that hook up their Super Nintendo and, like, reminisce over a weekend and play games like Super Mario World and Link to the Past and Mega Man X. That's not Donnie. Donnie wants the prettiest shit, and he doesn't want, like, Donnie's not very nostalgic.
I'm bad to differ. Because, I still have my Genesis and my Super Nintendo, which I do occasionally pop on to play Metroid. That's why I thought about it.
Well, then why did you shit on Castlevania and Mega Man?
Because I don't like Castlevania, and I never was a big fan of Mega Man.
Dude, Castlevania was the shit.
No, I are going to fist fight in a parking lot.
I like the modern Castlevania. The one, what is it, Dark Shadows, is it? I like that because it's, you know... Lord of Shadows, I'm sorry. I knew it was something with shadows. But I like that one because it's 3D. You can actually move the camera around. Mario, yeah, I would get tired of Super Mario World, you know, even though I do like it. But I prefer Mario 64. That's actually my favorite Mario.
Really? You're going to dump you, not Mario Sunshine?
Mario Sunshine is a copycat of 64.
How about Luigi's Mansion?
Luigi? Oh,
don't you dare step on Luigi's Mansion, Donnie.
What about Super Mario Brothers 3?
Like, it's a side-scroller, but...
If you're going to say Super Mario Brothers 3, Super Mario World is, like, the perfect Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah. If I was going to go with side-scrollers on a Mario, Super Mario World is the best. But I would get tired of it because, like, I just don't want to just run from side to side. I want to run around the corner, you know?
You climb ladders and Mega Man.
Yeah, you're going left, right, up, down.
But there's still a whole lot of skill involved in that. It's not as simple as
left, right, up, down.
Everyone talks about Sonic, you just go right. But I mean, like, there's a lot of skill in Mega Man games. They're incredibly freaking hard.
Oh,
you have to time you jump perfectly, shoot, jump perfectly.
You're right. They are extremely hard. Just like every game made on back of the day consoles, Nintendo, the Genesis.
Dude, even Mega Man 9 and 10 are brutally hard.
Oh yeah, they are. They really are. Have you played the Mega Man versus Street Fighter?
No.
No, I actually wanted to play that one, but you know, I don't play PC.
Yeah, it's that's incredibly hard. I haven't even beat a single boss yet. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
When you can't beat, like, a fighting game, is, like, when you go online with a fighting game, that's when you get your ass kicked. But if you're ass kicked by the... Oh.
No. It's Street Fighter versus Mega Man. And what it is it's Mega Man with Street Fighter characters as bosses.
Oh. Yeah. Mm. I'll bet you Blanka's hard as shit.
No, the toughest one for me is Chun-Li.
Oh, man. Well, she's really freaking quick.
Yeah, she is.
And she does a lot of damage.
And she kicks hot.
So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you say she kicks hot?
Yeah.
I said she kicks high.
Yeah, that too, though.
Yeah.
So, high and hot. Kicking high and hot.
But, you know, anyway, before we end this topic, they have exceeded their Kickstarter goal. And it's still going on till October 1st. There's 600,000 above the goal.
Inafune has so much goodwill with gamers, and like there's so much nostalgia tied to him because he was a huge part. Like, his creations are such a huge part of, like, people our age that we know our childhoods. That if KJ Inafune is like, yeah, I'm making a game, it's kind of like Mega Man, I need money, people are just gonna open up their wallets and go crazy.
You know, mainly they open up the wallet because they're actually waiting for a Mega Man game to come out, and there's not one going to come out no time soon, far as I know. So they're going to put the money into whoever the creator is, saying, hey, it's not Mega Man, but it's like Mega Man, and plus I'm the creator of Mega Man, so it's going to be a good buy. Give me your money.
I'm KJ Inafune. Give me money. Yes, okay. I'm going to build a subway for kittens. Give me money. That sounds like a delicious idea.
It is going to be themed with Mega Man.
It's going to be Mega Man themed.
Has Tricky been doing this the entire time, sitting there typing in the chat?
Donnie, Alex, here we go. I'm sick. I have 102 fever. I started recording. I'm going to mute myself. I've muted myself. I'm trying to do the best hosting job I can, and in the background, I keep hearing pop.
Exactly. Go to bed, man.
Leave me alone.
Drink some juice and good night.
Cracking under the pressure.
Tricky Mick is playing Pog. Tricky Mick is playing Pogs. That's what he's doing.
Drink some gin and juice and call me in the morning.
We're going to enter into our final topic, which we all kind of have trashed on before. But apparently there's a rumor floating around that Assassin's Creed Liberation is going to get an HD version and make its way to console.
All right, cut you off. I got to cut you off.
Oh, go ahead. Cut me off.
Yeah. First of all, I would believe that the Vita is HD, right?
Yes.
So when it comes...
Yes, it is.
So if it is coming to the consoles, why would it need an HD reboot? Because it's already HD. How can you make HD?
It'll be an HD 2.0.
It's the highest of high definitions.
Because you have to talk about the Vita is not as powerful as the PS3, so that what they have to do is they have to smooth out the polygons and whatnot for each from the world and the characters itself, so it make it looks like it's HD. Because you can still see from the Vita to the PS3, it's not going to be as smooth if it was just a straight port from the Vita to the PS3. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have to smooth out everything. That's what they have to do.
It still sounds funny when you say it.
Okay, well, also, let me ask you a question, Donnie. Which sounds better, Assassin's Creed Liberation for the PlayStation 3 or Assassin's Creed Liberation HD? I assume that there's a fair bit of marketing going on there as well.
I was going to say, either one sounds okay, but if I'm a gamer, not a casual gamer, so I'm looking at it like where the Vita is a portable station, PlayStation 3, and it's HD, why they're tagging on the label HD on an HD game.
I think we're missing the entire point here is that, you know, like, Assassin's Creed Liberation. I mean, most people are really excited about, or I've seen some excitement around the new pirate-themed Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed 4. At this point, like, whether they call it HD or Assassin's Creed Liberation, the Macaroni Trials, I mean, who gives a shit?
You know what? I actually prefer that. Assassin's Creed Liberation, the Macaroni Trials, instead of HD.
I don't know, man. Like, I guess, you can make that game about having a picnic on a hill on a nice sunny day in the middle of Montana, and it'd probably be just as interesting as the way they're doing Assassin's Creed now. God, like, anyone who's listened to this show and listened to me rant about Assassin's Creed probably thinks I just hate Ubisoft.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you're a He-Man Ubisoft hater.
It's like, when are they going to turn Sleeping Dogs into the new Assassin's Creed? I'm so jaded.
Dude.
Don't you dare
say that about Sleeping Dogs, man.
I'll show you a sleeping dog, Donnie.
Oh, Jesus. I don't either. I hate Ubisoft because how boring their press conferences during E3 makes me want to fall asleep every single time.
Hey, you guys love Rayman, right? You want to see Rayman exercise? Yeah! No.
But did you know they're turning into rabbits? Giving the rabbits or rabbits their own show on cartoon. Is it Network or Nickelodeon? Is it Rayman?
I know they were doing a whole bunch of... Oh, I also want to point out that Tricky Mick, actually, credit Tricky Mick, I meant to say Watch Dogs, not Sleeping Dogs. Watch Dogs was the game by Ubisoft. I remember reading a story about how Ubisoft was going to do like a whole bunch of like toy like merchandise, and like there was a television show in the works too for the rabbits to capitalize on all of that shit.
I just said that.
Well, I know, but you asked anyone if they... Like, I was confirming what you said.
Oh, but I thought I'd do some pootie-tane on you, man. I just said that.
Apparently that's on Netflix. Like, I made, a random joke about pootie-tang at work today, and, like, my coworker is like, I watched that last night. It's on Netflix.
Could pootie-tane that deal. Tap a twi.
What the fuck did you just say?
I'm going to sign your name on the run account. You keep talking
to me
like that.
I don't speak Portuguese there, Donathan.
Hey, no government names.
Hey.
I didn't say his last name. And let's be honest, if Donnie had never announced it on the show or had such a reaction, no one would ever know that was his real name.
No, my mom said it.
Ah, okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was still classic, though.
Classic Donnie's mom. Well, okay, all right. So we got this topic. Is anyone, like, still excited about Assassin's Creed? We all know how I feel.
I stopped being excited after the 8th installment of Ezio's.
I'm interested in 4. From what I've seen, I'm interested in it.
You want to go hunting for booty, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When they came out with 3 and they showed the naval battle, I actually tweeted Ubisoft and went, if you could just make a game based on the whole naval scene, you have me sold. We need a pirate type game. And then here a year later, boom, a whole pirate. Not that they say they, you know, they didn't take my idea, but they got this whole pirate themed game.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. And they got paid off your idea. You should add, retweet them and ask, can I get like 3% at least?
A little something over here.
3%, man. That'd be cool. But no, yeah. Speaking on, yeah, I enjoyed Assassin's Creed 3 for the most part. Yeah, and I did like the ship battle, and it was a different type of gameplay that I've seen in a game ever, and they put it off good. But for Assassin's Creed 4, I don't think the whole entire game or a large amount of the game should be based about that, around that, which I know it is. So I think that's going to get boring rapidly.
I still think they missed a huge chance by not putting one in ancient Egypt. I think that would have been badass.
Nope. Because they already got one. He's a prince of Persia. One.
Yeah, prince of Persia.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't play prince of Persia.
He's just as agile.
Is it really set in Egypt?
It's set somewhere in the desert. It's in the upper Africa level. Area.
The upper Africa level. We talking Morocco? We talking Libya? Where?
It's in the upper northeast part of Africa.
We're naming each country levels now, so we have like a Japan level and Egypt level.
I'm gonna visit Egypt. I'm like, where's level 10 at?
No, you're definitely so close to Saudi Arabia with the way that you're describing where this place is set. Don't go to Egypt now.
Oh no! I'm
fucked up there.
No.
They need the Prince of Persia there now to set back time.
I don't know. I just figure with how many people they've got working on Assassin's Creed, like they could put so many people to a new game that would be far more interesting at this point.
Yeah, like stop working on Assassin's Creed and like.
How about like just a pirate game? Just like nothing to Assassin's Creed.
That's what this 4 is, just a pirate game. But they need to just stop with the Assassin's Creed, period. Stop it. We just talked about that earlier. They come out with it every year. Even the sub-branched off titles like Ezio. So, please.
When's the crossover going to happen? Assassin's Creed 5 Call of Duty?
He's not a Smash Brothers character? I could have sworn the Persia or Ezio was a Smash Brothers
character.
No, he's on one of these fighting games, though. Is it Tekken or Soul Calibur? I think it's Soul
Calibur. Soul Calibur has, not Ezio. Was it Ezio? Yeah.
I think it is. No, it's it might have been, is it Altair?
No, Altair was no. Ezio is in Soul Calibur.
Okay, well, there go your first crossover right there.
As what we do normally here for questions of the week, since there is not one on here, we'll ask our guest, Ben, if he has one.
Question of the week?
It doesn't have anything with games. It could be, why the heck do you have BGs this week, Donnie? It could be anything.
I'm just wondering if, was it Tricky Mick? Tricky Mick is, I'm just wondering how sick he really is right now. Because he didn't sound like death when he came on.
He did text me earlier and say, you might need to host this show because I'm feeling kind of crappy. And so I imagine he's feeling a little under the weather. I'm sure he's still, you know, sitting on the couch eating some potato chips. That's not stopping him. He's going to go out and smoke a cigarette in 5 minutes. That's not stopping him either. So 102 fever. Yeah, you keep typing Tricky Mick. I see you there.
Exactly. 102 fever, man. You're supposed to be passed out somewhere, man.
Watching the Giants-Cowboys game, I can already tell you the end result. The Cowboys win. Stop watching.
Well, no wonder you have 102 fever. You're watching the Giants and the Cowboys.
was crazy.
Tricky, I gotta ask. I'm a stronger man than you, Donnie.
Oh no, man.
Tricky, do you have any? Oh no, man.
No, seriously, my question is, with the newly released dates for both new consoles that's coming out, which one of the two are you guys are really excited about?
What kind of question is that, man? Did you not know the podcast you on?
I know, but I'm just wondering.
I've got a major raging boner for the Xbox One, I gotta tell you guys.
Well, that's why Tricky has 102 degree fever.
Whoa. The one thing that I think the Xbox One's being released on
the 22nd,
yeah, that seems like to me just too close to Black Friday. Like maybe they're hoping that the supply will sell out, but I mean, like, that to me just sounds like it seems like way too close to Black Friday. I mean, like, why not? You know, I know you got to get everything ready and make sure that everything's, you know, in good shape, but release it in early November, you know.
Well, I know some of the games are coming out before the system actually does come out, which I find it really, really weird. But
what?
Yeah, some of the games are already slated like before the console actually comes out. I also agree that it's way too close to Black Friday, and with the price tag of $500, I don't know anyone that's gonna, besides the hardcore fanboys, that's actually gonna pick it up like out of the blue. I think it's just going to sit there.
Okay, well, that adds more to what we talked about in school the other day the games coming out before the actual system. Like, I'm more excited for the Station 4, even though I wouldn't get one first launch. Listen to previous shows for that, for everybody that don't know. But, yeah, I talked about how I felt about what Sony did on their launch day, Station 3 on their launch day, how I feel like they rushed it and they wasn't ready for it yet. That's why so much stuff went down with Sony when it did. And I feel the same way with the Xbox. That I don't think they're ready for it. I just think they're doing exactly what Sony did on their launch day, is just throw it out there because Sony has theirs out first this time. And they just want to be up with the market. They don't want to wait that whole year that Sony did, because even though I still say Sony wasn't ready, and I think, yeah, like I said, Box is doing the same thing. Then they're coming out with games before with the system. I don't even know how to even arrange that into a statement.
I mean, I don't, like, to go back on your earlier points, I don't think that it was that Sony wasn't ready.
They wasn't.
It's just that their Box was prohibitively expensive. I mean, putting the Blu-ray player in there eventually helped them tremendously, but at the beginning it ate into their, you know, it caused them, you know, their player to be more expensive. It, you know, cost the company a lot of money, you know, profit wise on all those earnings reports, but in the end it worked out for them. But I mean, with the Xbox, like, they've just kind of wavered on so many things. It's like, this is what you're getting. Oh wait, no, this is what you're getting. It's like, on some level, it's like, are you trying to compete with Sony? Because obviously Nintendo at this point is not, you know, Nintendo at this point is not a threat to either one. I honestly don't believe.
No, Nintendo has found their market, and they are sticking with it right now.
Oh, is that the market where no one buys their console, and then they have to lower the price to $50? Is that the market?
No, the market is pretty much the handheld system.
Yeah, Ben's right there. They own the handheld area, but, like, yeah, the 3DS is awesome, and people love it. But I've you know, as someone who doesn't really play a whole lot of handholds, like, I completely stopped paying attention to Nintendo. Completely.
But I will say kudos to Nintendo holding their own with all this stuff. They ain't trying to impress or trying to do all this, I guess, I want to say super special stuff to try to draw in their crowd, because they know their crowd's going to be there, whether it's not.
Really, Donnie? Because I used to be part of their crowd. My first console was an NES, and I grew up with Nintendo consoles. I've got every Nintendo console. I don't have any desire for a Wii U.
Okay, well, the thing, what I mean by, okay,
I will when Zelda comes out.
I'll retract some of myself. I'm talking Wind Waker. I'll retract some of myself. I still say that Nintendo is still on that, the younger generation type of games, and not even though they do have M-rated games, which I don't agree with the M-rated games on Nintendo because it looks that much crappier on that system, but I still say it's branched towards the younger generation and not necessarily the grown folks, you know.
Which there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, it's like Alex said, you know, I grew up with Nintendo as well, and Nintendo, it hurts my soul in a way to see Nintendo kind of just going, it's no longer a three-company race. It can now be a two-company race. We're just going to sit back here with the soccer moms that we found with the Wii. And be happy with that. And that hurts my soul because I'm just like, no, Nintendo was such a front runner. And then when Sony came into it, I'm like, they're not going to be around. And here they are. And now I'm a Nintendo and a Sony fanboy. And then Nintendo just kind of just, we'll let Microsoft and Sony just go run with it. And we'll just do what we do.
Because you know what Nintendo was doing is letting them kill off each other. So they could just claim victory later on.
I'll just play video games on Steam then.
Yeah, victory by mediocrity.
I'll play games on Steam then. I don't give a shit. The one thing about the Xbox that I do wonder about is that it's like the PlayStation 4. Yes, it's a multimedia device as well, but even more so, it's more focused on games than the Xbox One. And I have to wonder, you know, so Sony knows that it's a gaming machine. So they're going to put a whole lot behind games. With the Xbox One, it's like, okay, what's your launch lineup going to be? Because you've got this multimedia system that's pulling in all different directions that has so many capabilities, yet at the same time, nothing that it does is better than other machines that actually do the same thing. You know, it's like a jack of all trades, but a master of none. It's like, what are you trying to, I mean, are you really going to have that enough support at launch to get any bring anyone in to entice anyone to buy, besides those people, you know, who just want the system for later on down the road? I mean, like, are there going to be those people? Is there going to be that game that people say, I've got to have that?
Dude, getting an Xbox 3 for the cable TV, that's the main reason why I'm getting
that. Do you know how many people already have cable? Like, why would you buy an Xbox for cable when you've already got cable?
Tell Microsoft that.
I mean, you still have to pay the cable, the fees for cable. It's not like you buy an Xbox and you pay $50 for cable all year.
Cable guy!
Microsoft, for some reason, they don't understand that remote controllers have this button called input where you can just switch it from TV to the video game. Just put input one or input TV.
Hey, remember ESPN, guys? Well, now you can watch it on Xbox Live.
Can I play a game with that?
No.
But you can watch ESPN 2 also.
Well, wait. But you got to have the internet because it's got to be on. The Xbox One's got to be connected to the internet all the time.
You're right. But then you know what? We changed
they changed that. They changed our policies.
You have to log on like, what, once a day?
It's got a ping every 24 hours.
That's also just as stupid.
They're releasing the system in, I believe, 12 or 9 countries at the moment.
That is
the Xbox has always had like the strongest sales in the US and the UK. Like everywhere else, PlayStation's got them beat.
Yeah.
Except for this launch.
Yeah. Well, the PlayStation's launching in, like, what, at least 3 times as many countries?
I'm the only one that finds that, like, extremely still not cool, the whole every 24-hour thing. Whether I want to play that game or not, I still have to put that game in there just so
Donnie, I see you online at least once a day, so, clearly it's not a huge problem.
But I'm not playing that game, so you mean to tell me every day... Let's just say on launch day, I buy 6 games on launch day. I play them all or register them all on the same launch day. And then tomorrow, whether I want to play number 4, even if I don't want to play it, I still have to put that game in just so I can continue to play it whenever I want to play it. That's stupid.
No, your system has to sign on.
What are you talking about?
Your system has to sign into the internet so it doesn't become a giant paperweight at least once every 24 hours.
Okay, what's the... all right, my bad for misunderstanding, but still, that's also stupid, in my opinion.
It is stupid.
Very stupid.
All right, so we know how the three of us feel about which system we're more excited about. Ben, you asked the question, now you got to give an answer.
Let me put it this way. When I went to E3 this past June, and I went to the Microsoft press conference, and then I went to the Sony press conference, and let me put it this way. I pre-ordered my PS4 as soon as I stepped out of the auditorium for the Sony press conference.
Good man.
Good man.
Good job.
You're welcome back.
You are a good whore.
But the Xbox One is going to be releasing in 13 countries. Let's see. I had that list a moment ago.
We really don't care no more about the Xbox.
Yeah.
Three.
It's coming out. Yeah. It's coming out in Austria, Brazil, Canada, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Mexico, New Zealand, Spain, the UK, and the USA.
Well, we had to be last.
Because it's in alphabetical order.
Alphabetical order.
We're pretty much last in pretty much everything anyway, so.
Well, you see, like, those drop-down menus on the websites that always, for some reason, put the United States, like, above the A's.
Exactly. Yeah.
Donnie's just got some nationalism going on over there. He's like, fuck the rest of the world. USA!
We should be in the middle because our country starts with the letter F, America.
Let's go watch the Mighty Ducks D2, where they kick the shit out of Iceland. Iceland.
Mighty Ducks.
Flying V!
You lost it for yourself, Coach. I love that movie. That and, like, the Goonies and the Sandlot. Oh, my God. Childhood.
Goonies. Hey, you guys.
This show is almost unnecessarily long.
You're almost unnecessarily
Hey, Alex just got here, all right? So
I didn't get my talking times in. Talking
times. Right.
Talking.
He's got to hit his quota. So that'll housekeeping.
Tricky Mick will lash me and rub glue over my body and throw packing peanuts at me while people make fun of it in the street corner.
It rubs the lotion on the skin.
Or else it gets the hose again. We do
housekeeping?
Some house cleaning.
Housekeeping?
Housekeeping.
There are
several positions needed at the website. We need writers, podcasters, video editors, and news reporters. If you would like to submit a resume to one of those positions, submit the resume to Proven Gamers, and Tricky Mick will gladly get back to you in a timely manner to tell you you're hired or get lost.
I would like to point out that we appreciate all the interest, of course, but we do not need any more rump shakers at Proven Gamer. We're good on those.
The rump shakers have been decided. It is Donnie and Alex.
Mm-hmm. We feel like nobody had a better butt than us.
And on our YouTube channel, there will be a rump shaking showdown.
A rump off.
There you go. There'll be a rump off.
You got rump shook.
You will have to look for this YouTube channel for look up official Proven Gamer, and we will have a rump off between Alex and Donnie.
I am really down for that, and Alex, you going down.
All right.
Literally. Like, how low can you go?
Donnie, I am sort of your protege. So I will say, as your protege, that I am probably going to go down in defeat. But, like the Titanic, I shall go down gloriously.
Oh! Be sure while you are checking out the YouTube channel that you listen to our other podcast, PG Spoilers, which sometime this month we will be getting together to discuss trophy chumping.
But discuss
as Tricky backs out.
No, we're discussing Tricky.
And his trophy jumping.
It's really not a PG Spoilers. It's a PG Intervention.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You play too many shitty games. We're going to need you to stop.
That is exactly what it is, an intervention.
You can contact the web, or you can find the website on Facebook. Click the like button. You can email the website at provengamer@gmail.com. You can find all of us on Twitter. You can find me at I Yield to No One.
Hold on, Donnie, at Young Twist. Wrong email address.
What?
Dopey Horse at provengamer.com.
Dude, you're...
Dude!
You don't sound sick, you lying.
Hey, if you don't fill in all this housekeeping, you have it memorized. If you don't fill it all in, I can't do it properly. Right. I have to wing it. All right,
I'm going
to
do the housekeeping.
Tricky, get your wannabe sickly butt up off the couch and come do this housekeeping.
Whoa, you guys can't do it without me? What the hell?
Hey, Tricky, is that a rash?
Dude, I really feel like shit. All right, provengamer.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for some writers, video groups, editors, podcasters, and all generalized site help for the site. If you're interested, please stop by the website and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
All right, look, I protest this because I had some good jokes in that last bit when Yield was doing the house cleaning. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
All right. No one's going to hear my witty retorts.
All right, well, Yield, keep going then. Just make sure you correct the email address. I'm muted.
Well, here you. What's the email, Tricky Mick?
JovioHorse@provengamer.com.
Tricky,
get your big butt back in the house.
And no smokes for you tonight, mister.
Fuck you.
That wasn't very pleasant.
I'm not pleasant to people that show up 45 minutes to record a podcast.
Do you kiss your mother with that whore? Your mother with that whore mouth?
My mother is behind me right now taking care of me, so yes, I will kiss her on the forehead with it.
Good. You show your mother some respect. She's put up your shit way too long.
This show has gone to a place it's never been before.
All right.
This show is brought to you by Popeye's Chicken. And
Dude, really? Do we get free pot pies for this show?
No.
Oh,
asshole.
Right. I could go for chicken pot pie right now.
You guys can reach us on Twitter.
Yes, Twitter. You can reach the show at Trophy Horse. You can reach the website at Proving Gamer. You can find me at I Yield to No One. You can find Donnie at Young Twist. You can find Alex at Sondasaurus Rex. And you can find Ben. Ben, are you on Twitter?
Yes, you can find me at Church4252.
Spell that.
Church.
I would pump up.
C-H-U-R-C-H. Then the number 4252.
There you go.
Spell that.
I would pump up our Steam group, but we currently don't have a Steam group. If you would like to be the head of that, click on the Help Wanted tab, submit your resume to Tricky Mick, and I'm sure you will then be the lord of the Steam group.
Let's be honest, you don't really need a resume. Just say, I want to do it, and Tricky Mick throw it at you.
Yeah, pretty much. You can listen to us on iTunes. You can listen to us on Stitcher. If you would love to leave us an email, Tricky, quit sending me messages. Alex is the head. No, Alex said he didn't want to do it. We had this discussion last week.
No.
Quit interrupting me.
No means no, Tricky Mick.
If you would like
I have a right to control it.
Can I give out the phone number?
Go ahead, boss.
Thank you. If you would like to leave one of us a voicemail or the website a voicemail, tell somebody they're doing good, tell somebody they're doing bad. With the way this show's going, I probably did a bad job. Anyway, Donnie, hit up that number.
330-PROVEN-9. 330-776-8369.
And before we get to our shout-outs, we have some sponsors. Will you stop it with the messaging?
I'll make sure I'm leaving all these bloops into the show.
We have some sponsors. We are sponsored by our dear friend who was on the show last week, Undead Dog, is doing we're sponsored by Miracle Cup, which I don't remember all the details because that's Tricky's department, but we're sponsored by them. I know he's doing an online race. You can sponsor cars, sponsor your own car, something you should all get behind.
We are also
the proven proven gamer car.
Yes. We're all going to sponsor it so we can have our names on it as we're getting beat. Also, we are sponsored by Play31.net. I believe it's a type of blackjack.
Is it a variation on blackjack or poker?
Blackjack.
But click on the link. You can play with real money. You can play with fake money. They've got tournaments. They'll teach you how to play. You get the idea. You've listened to it before. We are sponsored by Donnie. Who are we sponsored by? Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. We all know you like to shop at Amazon. So before you do your shopping, go to provengamer.com, click on the Amazon link, do your shopping. The site gets a kickback. We all appreciate it. And for the shout-outs, finally.
Ooh, I've been holding my breath this whole time.
You know what? I'm gonna take a breather for a while. I got to catch myself. Donnie, shout-outs.
Okay, I want to give a shout-out to Ben, my newfound friend from school. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Not a problem, dude. Thanks for inviting me.
Yep, and we got to do it again someday. And shout-out to Tricky. Not because I want to, but he actually me to say, give him a shout-out. So, shout-out to Tricky. And I want to give a shout-out to... Okay, before I finish my shout-out, I want to say... Everybody who's sending me friend requests on Facebook, I want to say it's nothing personal at all. I'm only
really, Donnie, because I sent you a friend request like at least a week ago. You haven't answered it.
Nothing personal at all. I haven't. I'm only on Facebook just because I get job postings from my school, and I'll be hoping I can get a good job. And that's
how about
it.
A good friend, Donnie?
Reason I haven't friended anyone because I don't want all that crap coming to my email. I don't even care for social sites to begin with. I'm not even on Twitter as much except for when I'm posting something about the show.
I entered to win Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah. So, and Tricky.
Oh, yeah. Tricky, I'm entering a contest.
Yeah.
Lionel versus Master Chief on YouTube. Voltron versus the Megazord. That's the kind of shit Donnie has on his Twitter.
That's it. Yeah, if I like something on YouTube, it goes to Twitter. That's not me actually posting it. So, yeah. So don't take it personally when I don't friend you. Tricky only got me because he conned me. I didn't know. I just clicked something and Tricky was my friend. And Jats from the Mommy Gamers podcast she was crying. I don't want to call her out like that, but so I just said, okay, I'll friend you. So, yeah, nothing personal. Shout outs to all the listeners who continue listening to the show. Please do so, because like I said before, I love doing what I do. Let's take it over to Alex.
All right, well, I want to thank all of you guys for being so, for putting up with my shit, for showing up late, being a total diva with my fashionably late entrance.
I'm going to fine you 50 Cent.
Really? Because you ain't getting shit. You're going to be sitting there for a while waiting for that. I would like to especially thank I Yield to No One for taking up the hosting spot. It's not an easy thing to do. Putting up with Donnie and, you know, reading the agenda and everything. Wasting about 3 minutes of your life reading the agenda. So definitely thanks to him for that. And just
a
couple of...
It's also not easy when Tricky keeps beeping in like every 5 minutes going to talk about this. Did you skip this? What's going on?
I'm eating lasagna. You
got something.
And I would also like second Donnie in thanking Ben for coming on the show. Thank you for joining us this week, Ben, and putting up with our nonsense.
Not a problem. I've gone through worse. Trust me.
Oh, man.
Especially at school.
I too will give Ben a shout out for being on the show. I will take a page from GameTorp and kind of give... You have Tricky. Oh, you're you.
Yield. Okay, he loves me. I wasn't done.
Oh, you weren't done?
No.
Oh, my bad. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, I have three final shout outs. One goes to Undead Dog, who's our guest from last week. Of course, involved with Miracle Cub, big Extra Life supporter. Very awesome guy. And of course, my friends Amanda, who I bought my plane tickets to go to Vancouver in October, so I'm very excited to go see her. And then Klaus, he's been a guest before on Trophy Horrors, over at Would You Kindly, the Gamer's Garage. Had a birthday this past week, so a shout out to Klaus for that.
We have more shout out DLC this week.
I got cut off early. Yield was excited to thank Ben, and rightfully so.
But my bad. See, Donnie has been, before you got here, Donnie was on my case because, you know, we kind of have somewhat of a flow. And then there was, you know, I was kind of letting Ben and Donnie do their talking on some stuff. And then there'd be a pause. And then I'm like, all right, are they done? All of a sudden, Donnie'd be like, host. So there was a pause. So I was jumping on that to go. And I got moving on. I will give a shout out to Ben for being on the show. I will take a page from the GameTwerp podcast and kind of give Tricky a twerp you. He'll get a shout out, but he'll also get a twerp you because he kept bugging me while I was doing the show. And, you know, I think I did a pretty decent job first time hosting considering I hadn't read the Nothing But Love. Oh, yeah. Love me now.
Again, we were
saying that earlier. But anyway, it's good. I've kind of wanted to host. I know I stumbled and whatnot, but I'll get better. Mm. And I will give a shout out to Hothead. Hothead? I think that's what it was. I don't know. But Hothead Games for Death Spank the Baconing.
Hothead.
I absolutely love that series. It makes me laugh.
Tree Aaron. Yield, I gotta say that you're already worlds ahead of Tricky Mick as far as hosting goes. So you're already doing, you know, you're starting off pretty good.
Alright, that's cool.
Alright, what's his rebuttal? Oh, well, that's just mean spirited. I'm gonna go cry and write about that in my diary.
That'll do it for me this week, and we will send it over to Ben.
All right, I want to thank you guys for inviting me, Donnie, Alex, Yield, and Tricky, for inviting me to this podcast. I also want to give a shout-out to my new home at sidequesting.com, where I'm going to be doing a lot more writing and whatnot over there. That's about it, really. I don't really have any more shout-outs other than that. But, yeah, I recently just joined a new website to do my journalist work. So, yeah.
Sweet. Do it up. Make us proud. Make them do actually the real journalist work that we're not doing over here.
Yeah.
Write something about trophy whores for us.
I will try my best.
Yeah, it's gonna take a lot of thinking about us.
You should have joined us. I didn't know about you guys until Donnie mentioned something about that, so
Plus, he's not doing his job. He's not out there.
Donnie's fault. Plus Donnie's not recruiting. Donnie knew a game journalist that was looking for a home, and Donnie didn't recruit him. Donnie.
Well, he.
I'm gonna blame this on Tricky Mick. He's not out there whoring us out enough.
Yeah. And plus, he went with the one that's gonna give him money.
Oh well, money. He don't get paid for it. Well, then you can't blame the guy.
I don't get paid for any of this. Is my volunteer work or whatnot, but I've been writing for the past 5 years. This is my third website that I've gone to. I've gone to many conventions along the way, including E3, CES, PAX Prime, PAX East, Comic-Con, and whatnot. So,
you have, like, the attendance badge for all those conferences. Good Lord. I've only been to PAX and to E3.
Yeah, you do not want to know how many business cards and badges I have.
You would be the big dog on PG if you was cut.
There's like four shoe boxes in your closet filled with old business cards.
What
you need to do is just slowly work over. Well, here, why don't you do a guest article for us?
I have.
And then you just slowly work them over.
I have half a bag filled with badges and whatnot, ranging from mini conventions and whatnot. My biggest one that I've gone to and I'm really proud of actually attending was GDC, which is the Game Developers Conference. That was really fun. That was probably the most fun I've had in a while.
Nice. That's the convention where you actually learn something rather than just sit around bitching, God, people smell like shit.
No, it was actually really fun talking to actual developers, getting some one-on-one with them, and sitting in... Jeff Hanna is ahead of the GDC. Yeah.
Smack Ricky Mick's hands, for fuck's sake.
You're supposed to be sweating and shaking by having that high of a fever. So why are you still typing?
Apparently the Giants are doing bad.
But yeah, GDC was really fun. If anyone is a developer out there that's listening, wanted to start out or anything like that, definitely try to attend GDC. It's a great way to meet a lot of developers out there. I nearly landed a job with Riot Games for League of Legends. And a bunch of other companies out there that's looking for people as well. So definitely a good way to start if you're brand new into the developer area. So
yeah, you know, I gotta put this at the beginning when we introduce you, because that's what this topic, right? What you just said was supposed to have been done in the beginning.
Sorry, we're rushing for time. Whatnot,
Your Donnie magic, cut, paste, move things around. It'll all sound really good in final edit. I guess that brings us to the end of our show. And all I got to say is screw you, Chicago.
Peace out.
Go Lions.
Later.
Check it. You done made it through another one.
Replay.
Or download another one.
Continue your hoardom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it, just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.